In this week's Complaint Corner, Spider-Man, Overwatch, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve. And first, we're going to be talking about Kevin Feige, of all things. Go figure. We always talk about Spider-Man, but before we get to Spider-Man, which we're going to talk about very soon, first we're going to talk about some older news, which is that Kevin Feige is going to be producing a Star Wars film. Kevin Feige, for those of you who don't know, slash Steve, who forgets things all the time,
true.
Kevin Feige is the big bad boss man of Marvel. He's basically the CEO slash creator of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's the big brain guy who does all the cool behind the scenes stuff, like decide what movies get made. And obviously he's been doing a heck of a job because we love the MCU. I think it's safe to say that, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's still fair. Like the that's MCU. A fair assessment.
Okay, good. He's going to be now jumping on board Star Wars. I am not surprised by this. I am slightly worried, not worried, that's not the right word, but concerned that this is going to be a distraction for him. Like, I don't want them to stop making good Marvel movies, you know what I mean? And I also think that there's a chance that they're going to just have him take over Star Wars. Like, because I've loved the Star Wars movies that they have made. All the Disney made Star Wars films I've really, really enjoyed. However, there have been issues along the way. There have been bumps on the road. Especially after Solo bombed. So it would make sense that they might want to, switch things up behind the scenes and bring in some new blood. What do you think, Steve?
I mean, I thank you again for reminding me who the hell this guy was, because I would not have known unless you told me. First of all, I don't think that you have to worry about him getting distracted, because I hate to break it to you, Adam, but I'm betting he's very, very small part of the creative process, and I think he doesn't have to make that many decisions, Adam.
So the being distracted thing,
as if he's being torn between projects, probably not very likely. I'm sure he's just going to be like, do I wear the red cape or the blue cape or whatever? And then, yep, that's a Star Wars movie. Let my creative team deal with that. Because he's a CEO, Adam. He's got other shit to do. He's got cash just to check and blow to smoke.
Things to do
that are not making movies.
I am actually curious what his, day-to-day, job is. Because, I know that I've seen a lot of, behind-the-scenes stuff with him. And he's very knowledgeable. He reads a ton of comics. He's a fan. He really truly cares. He reads a ton of comics. He's very, very up to date on everything. He knows what he's talking about. So, but at the same time, it's how much of the decision making is his? Does he just look at a script and say, yes, this is perfect? Or does he look at a script and say, I might change this and this and this.
I'm sure he's got notes, but he's the big guy in charge. He can't be spending his entire day going what can I add to the Star Wars movies? Or what can I add to fucking Doctor Strange or Iron Man or whatever? He doesn't got time for that. He's got people under him that are responsible for those decisions. He's just standing over their shoulder going, do it again, but properly this time.
I mean, sure. He definitely seems more hands-on than other CEOs or producers that I've heard of. A lot of producers, all they care about is the money. How much money will this make me? How much will this cost? Can we do it in a way that's cheaper?
They are in a business.
I'm not trying to fault them necessarily. I know that a lot of the time producers are very focused on the financial side of things, and he seems more focused on the creative side based on what I've seen of his interviews and stuff. But at the same time, he's still a producer. He's not a writer. He's not a director. He's not an artist. You know what I mean? He is the manager basically of these people. And how difficult or how hands-on is he? I don't know what his day-to-day, situation is. So maybe him being involved in Star Wars is him just being in the meeting room while some other dude, you know, makes a pitch for a Star Wars movie, and then he says yay or nay. Like, maybe that's all.
Yes, I imagine it's a lot of shaking his head yes or no. Did you ever see The Devil Wears Prada, Adam?
No, I never did, no.
Okay, well, then the analogy I was about to make is not going to work. But just imagine that you did see the movie, and then imagine that I made a very clever analogy using characters and scenes from that movie. Okay. And then feel free to feel how you feel about that. But it's not, I don't think that you have to worry about this guy being hampered or really even affecting the creative process, because if he himself is involved, it's going to be in a pretty hands-off manner. Even if he's a hands-on CEO, that's fine. But eventually, down at the end of the day, it's going to be like the entire staff of people that's in charge of making these things for him. You know, he's not in the room putting the film together, and he's not in the room directing anything. He's just going to be like, you know, broad strokes decisions like, yeah, do this and this and whatever else is fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that that's true. I definitely, like, what do you think about, like, him taking over Star Wars? Do you think that that would change anything, really?
I don't care. You don't it's fine.
You're
that
sure
high
fine
up the chain, it doesn't matter, Adam.
I mean, okay.
That's the guy in the chair directing is the part that matters, and the person who wrote the script, that's the thing that matters. But way up there in the, you know, in the lofty towers of the ivory skyscrapers, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you honestly...
We could give Star Wars to Pixar or fucking any Naughty Dog. It wouldn't matter who does it.
I mean, yeah, because they'd still be making Star Wars movies, and someone would have to come up with a script. You know, I mean, you know, like some
they
other,
would just,
which
they would just outsource
them
to whoever was going to do it anyway.
It really depends. I think what you're saying is kind of true. Like, it really depends on who. Like, the only real choices that they make is like, which person do we go to write these scripts? Like, do we trust them to, you know, do we trust them trust their creative vision, or do we have notes, and are we going to, like, you know. You know,
or do we fire them halfway through the process and bring somebody else in to finish their vision?
Is honestly or whatever. Something that Lucasfilm has done a few times at this point. Like, they freaking fired the solo directors halfway through and brought someone else in, and like, it's happened a few times. There has been quite a few behind the scenes issues with
the only thing I can imagine is going to change if this guy. Now, I'll eat my words if this guy's actually down there in the trenches with people, like, sitting next to a director's chair, like, you know what? Wouldn't this be cool if this happened or whatever? You know, like, backseat directing. Fine. Maybe he's doing that stuff. I don't actually know. I didn't know about the guy until 20 minutes ago when you told me about him.
That's literally not true. We've talked about him so many times.
Adam, I didn't know about him.
Oh, my God.
I might have talked about him. We might have discussed it at length, but I didn't know anything about him. Oh, I still don't. I don't even remember his name, and you just told me it. Something with an L, right?
No, not even remotely. Like,
all right, well,
no,
whatever.
L
Star Wars Captain CEO guy. Okay. Captain CEO. Okay, I'm just going to call him Captain. So Captain doing the stuff is fine. But the only thing that's really going to change if Captain's in charge is, like, you know, they'll probably have an on-staff batch of writers and directors and cinematographers and shit that they use for the Marvel movies, and they'll just use those same people. So it'll just probably look like a Marvel movie and feel more like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
If that is good or bad to you, I don't know, but that's what you can expect to see in your Star Wars film.
Like, a lot of people complain that Marvel films feel very like familiar and samey, which doesn't
sound... same people making them all.
I know. Which doesn't sound
it's called a franchise.
But at the same time, I think that all the Marvel films, by and large, are really good. So it's like, like, I'm willing to sacrifice some sameness if it meant that all the films were good. But at the same time, I don't think that the films that the Star Wars has made so far have been bad. I've liked how different and out there some of them were, particularly Last Jedi. Don't hate me, shitty parts of the internet. I liked The Last Jedi a lot, actually. So screw you. Anyway.
You can like The Last Jedi.
I do.
You just can't like specific parts of it that were stupid.
I mean, okay, is it weird that can I say that I don't like the casino part of the film, but I do like the casino? Does that make sense to you?
Like, you like the setting?
Like, yeah, I like the setting. Like, I like the world building. I like the aliens. I think it looks very nice. Like, I really, really like the casino, but I don't like its role in the movie. Okay.
That's totally fine. I'm fine with that.
All right. Because
I like how they had to go and get the secret code thingy from the other ship, but I don't like how Rose was there doing her stupid Rose thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like how that hacker... I like how they met that hacker guy in prison, but I don't like how he was irrelevant and a villain, kind of.
Mm-hmm. I actually like his character by it, mostly. I don't, like...
I don't understand him.
No?
What did... Like, they met him in the prison, right? And, like, yeah, they escaped because of him, I guess. But, like... Not really, though, you know? Like, he opened the door, so they literally escaped because of him. But it's not like it was a team effort, and it's not like he was breaking them out.
No.
And it's not like they, like, were looking for this guy or they needed him to do the thing. Like, if they had found that original guy, then this guy wouldn't have been needed. But he still would have gotten out of prison.
From what I read, from what I remember, like, reading / hearing, it's like the director of the film kind of wanted him to be like a Han Solo type character. Like, he wanted him to be
that one up.
Yeah, they did. If that was his intent, then he fucked that right the fuck up, because that's not,
because like I was just about to say, like, this guy had like tendencies a little bit to be the, you know, the good guy with the gruff exterior when like he gave back the stupid necklace or whatever, but then he totally sold their asses out for money and then he bailed. So it's like, yeah, Han Solo was definitely in it for the cash, but he was also, like, not a piece of shit. So...
The idea behind it, and that's the thing about The Last Jedi, is it's full of really, really good ideas that just, like, the execution was just a little bit off. Like, it was mostly there, but not quite all the time. So the idea with him, and with a lot of that whole movie, is that... all of the good guys are doing the things that they've done in previous movies. Like, they're doing, like, you know, because in previous movies, like, everything works out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, fucking Luke Skywalker jumps into an X-Wing having never flown one before and is able to, you know, not only survive, but also be the one who destroys the Death Star. And, like, there's a thousand...
He was using the Force.
I know. But it was... a lot of it was luck. like they just got lucky.
Yeah,
over
there's plenty of alternate versions of that story where Luke just crashes and burns right into the side of the Death Star.
I mean, that's just one example. But basically, what Rian Johnson was trying to do with The Last Jedi is have the heroes... do the things that they would normally would do and have it not work just because nobody cares anymore. Like, you know, they put their faith in this scoundrel who seemingly has a heart of gold, and it didn't work.
I don't think they were ever given the impression he was a good guy. I think we, the audience, were supposed to feel like that a little bit, but I don't think them in the story were given any indication that this guy had any other motives besides sweet, sweet cash money.
I mean, yeah, exactly. But that's just it. Again, it's the execution.
Like, he definitely stole that ship, and he definitely did save them, but he saved them with stolen ship, and it's not like he was doing it out of the goodness of his heart,
to get paid, yeah.
He wanted to get paid, but he also could have just bailed on them.
He could have
gotten away scot-free,
and nothing
would have been bad for him.
And as you mentioned, he did give back the necklace when he didn't have to, which makes them
think he's
warming up to us. Like, oh, you know, he does have a heart of gold. Like, we are going to make him care. And the answer is no. Like, he's not a horrible person. He's just practical. And it's like, as soon as it's not in his... in is not in his advantage to help them, he doesn't anymore. Like, he's like, okay, like,
and I get that, except that it would be in his advantage to have never helped them.
I mean, yeah, I think he was just looking for a quick payday, honestly. But
right, but the safer and smarter thing to do would have been to get the fuck out of Space Dodge and just drive in his stolen spaceship straight away from that planet and go look for a payday elsewhere. I don't even know if they promised them money yet, or if he promised
that. Did they promise him anything before he came back and got them?
Hey,
I think he did promise them that they did promise him money. They must have. I'm sure that they did.
I don't actually remember how that went down now. There was definitely a deal made in the ship, but I don't remember.
Because he wanted the little necklace thing as a down payment. Like, that was just like a, you know, you give me this, you know, at, like you, like I'm saying, as a down payment, and then you can pay me the rest later. Like, that was very much, all right, I think maybe that's what that he was saying.
I just don't understand this guy's motivations. It's like, he's an asshole, but he's a good guy, but he's also just a regular asshole. But sometimes he pretends or thinks he's the good guy, or he really isn't, but he is. And I have no idea. And it was just a huge misfire. And basically, that's why you shouldn't like that movie, Adam.
I mean, I thought you liked that movie.
Yeah, I liked most of it.
Oh, okay.
It's not as good as the previous one.
I don't agree. I think it's better than the
first You don't. That's because you're blinded by your Star Wars boner, because it eclipses the sight that you use to watch the movie, Adam.
Okay. I think that there are elements to it that don't work very well, like DJ, like Rose. I feel so bad for Rose. I think she's actually a potentially good character, but she got so fucked so hard by the script. Like it's, and it's not fair at all. I think that I like the idea of an everyman Star Wars character, someone who's not a hero, they're not a pilot, they're not like a Jedi or a soldier. It's just like I'm an engineer, like, you know, like someone who just walks around and is just doing the best they can with what they have. I love that concept.
I think that's like, but every character in Star Wars.
No. You've got the farm boy, you know, you've got the princess, you've got the scoundrel, you've got the farm boy hero, like, Jedi.
Okay. But Luke was a farm boy piece of shit that wasn't special in any way, except for when, magical force chosen. He was doing the best he could.
Very much special.
And Han Solo is not special in any way. He's just a smuggling guy doing the best he can, and
but
then
he
all of a sudden
special.
Realizes
the whole point. Is that the whole point of
special?
That,
he's just a guy. He's still a guy at the end of the show.
He
when
becomes
he dies.
A fucking general. Are you kidding me? No way. They go to extreme lengths.
Okay, so you want
to
them to remain unimportant the entire time?
No, I like the. Okay, I think you and I have different definitions of important. Like, yeah.
Well, I'm trying to understand your definition, because you want somebody with a regular job, but you don't want them to be better than that job at all.
Who isn't like? Who doesn't have like a sexy job, if that makes sense. Like Han Solo is a smuggler and a pilot. A moisture farmer isn't sexy, but that's the whole point. Like he's working he's doing a shitty thing and then he leaves and he becomes a pilot and a Jedi and a general and does all the things and he's the, he's super
so
mega
now.
Ultra important.
I'm so confused now because it sounds to me like you want them to have a shitty job, like a sweat farmer or whatever, moisture farmer, but you want them to stay shitty instead of ascending to a different job.
I don't understand.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, what I like about Rose is that she feels like a real normal person, if that makes sense. What I like about Rose...
So you do not want the shitty job character to turn into a superhero?
Not necessarily. No, I don't. I want her to be an everyman character. I want her to be, quote-unquote, normal. I don't want her to be going, she can be heroic, but she can't. I don't want her to be the hero. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Okay. Well, does it fucking, oh my God, the point, what I was trying to say is, originally, yes, The Last Jedi has things that don't work super well. Yes, but it has other things that work so well that in my mind it makes up for it. I love the stuff with Luke. I love the stuff between Kylo Ren and Rey. I love Snoke's death scene. I love basically everything having to do with Luke. I thought was excellent.
Everything that happened with the Jedi's was good. Everything that didn't happen with the Jedi's was not good.
One thing
that happened, though, when purple hair McRailthin turns the ship around and like slow-mo black and whites it through another with a Star Destroyer. Oh, man, I got such a rager after for that. But that was a rare exception.
Okay. I actually liked her character as well, I'm going to say. I'm going to hot take here. Get the fuck ready. I actually really like Holdo, and I really like Poe's arc in The Last Jedi.
Holdo was a fucking idiot, so I strongly disagree.
What was she? What did she do that was so stupid? Explain to me.
She did not tell her crew the plan, and she forced them to mutiny on her.
Okay, she does not know Poe Dameron. She tells her, or bleh, I can't speak. She tells him to trust her, that he can't know the whole plan because she doesn't trust him. Because all that she knows about him is he's a hotshot pilot who got demoted by Leia like 20 minutes ago. Like, he was just demoted because he's not a good leader.
All she has to do is ask Leia, hey, is this one trustworthy? Because she can't ask
Leia. Leia was in a coma at the time. She can't just go and talk to Leia.
All right, that's fair enough, but it was still stupid.
No, I'm sorry, but I just, like, the only issue I have is that I wish that she had maybe spent a little bit more time explaining to Poe why she wasn't telling him the whole plan.
Yeah, because she tells him she doesn't trust him. And you know what doesn't foster trust or acceptance of a new person in the chain of command? Fucking secrets. So dude, when you tell your subordinates, I am in charge of you, and I won't tell you what my plan is, but I expect you to trust me anyway. And he says, but why you don't trust me? And she says, go fuck yourself. I can't imagine why he wouldn't take that one lying down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, from his limited perspective, but the whole point of his arc is that he doesn't stop and think things through. He just reacts to everything around him. He's super reactionary, and he always wants to do something. And sometimes
I'm not saying he didn't fuck up too. I'm just saying she could have easily stopped this.
Sometimes what he has to do is to wait and to think and to trust in his commanding officer, and not like he has no reason not to trust her other than the fact that she's not telling him the whole story. That's it. That's the only reason.
That's a very good reason.
She has done nothing. No, I don't agree. Do you tell, like, have you ever been a manager of anybody, Steve?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, because I have managed people. Sometimes you don't tell them every single aspect of something. You just don't have time. And also, Poe has this. He's a soldier, and he should listen to his fucking, like, commander. He shouldn't sit there and be like, okay, "Well, you have to explain it to me." Like,
first,
fuck you know,
all,
I don't.
It's not about time. It's not like they were doing anything pressing, sitting there on the deck. She could have explained. Second of all,
okay, that's
he's
fair.
Pretty high up on the ranks. He might got demoted, sure, but he's still pretty high up there. He's not fucking shoe shining private. He still commands a little bit of respect and authority around.
I think
that
he
bitch.
Was a commander,
and number
and then he
three,
became a captain or a lieutenant.
And number like three. That. It's not that not telling someone something and just expecting them to do it is a little different than saying you can't know the whole truth. It's not telling someone you have to go do this thing because that's just how it is. It's I have a reason why you have to do this thing, and I'm obstinately refusing to tell you for no reason other than I don't feel like it.
No, that's not accurate. That is not an accurate summation of... I can give you a very specific reason why she didn't want to tell him.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry. The way that her plan was going to work, by the nature of her plan, the First Order could not know what they were planning. The whole idea was that they were going to, like, basically just have the ship go on forever, and they're going to quietly eject out in a manner that wouldn't be detected on their scanners, like and sneak down to the planet to Crate or whatever, and just let them ride away, you know, let them go past them,
yeah,
and assume that they destroyed them all. That the whole point of her plan is that they have to sneak past the First Order. That's need to know, Steve. You want to keep the nature of that kind of plan to as few people as humanly possible because you don't want anything to leak out. Like she doesn't know if she can trust Poe. The only thing she knows about Poe is that he's a pilot who basically destroyed their entire fleet of like ships or whatever, and that he just got demoted. That's the only two things that she knows about him. Like, he seems like a nice guy, I guess, but it doesn't matter. She
no,
needs,
he doesn't.
It's
he
a
seems
need
like
to know
dick.
Thing, and he does not need to know. It's not relevant to him. He needs to shut the fuck up. He needs to lick his wounds, and he needs to trust her. And he can't do that because he's a dick. And that's the whole point of his arc. The whole point of his arc is him learning that he does not have all the answers and that he does not need to know every single little thing. And because sometimes there's a reason he shouldn't know something and he can't take it personally. And that's his entire arc. And I love that. I think that that's super awesome.
All right, fine.
Fine.
Stipulated.
Do you agree or are you just
like, I mean, accepting? I don't really agree, but Poe's a piece of shit. So it's understandable from what I get what you're saying. Nobody was right in that situation. Everybody was wrong. It's unfortunate Leia went into a coma because that would have made things so much better.
I think there's one other aspect of this that a lot of people don't like understand is they're in an incredibly stressful situation. Like Holdo is in an incredibly precarious position. She just got promoted to commander or whatever. Nobody truly nobody completely trusts her. Nobody knows what she's doing, and she's gonna try to do the best she can, and everywhere she goes people are doubting her. Well, specifically Poe is doubting her. Like she is emotional too. She's doing the right thing, but she doesn't know if she can trust this asshole, and he's being a fucking dick about it. So it's like she's under a lot of stress in this situation. And Poe can't seem to understand that because he's just like, well, what are we going to do? Tell me what we're going to do. Tell me. And she's like, I have a plan. Trust the plan. And he can't accept that. That's his fault, not hers. Anyway.
Everybody's wrong. Everybody's wrong and stupid.
Well,
the only person who was right was Rey.
I mean, sort of. She also decided that, oh, I can save Ben. I know I can reach him. Guess what? No, you can't. I mean, sort of.
She almost
really.
Did.
I mean, yeah, like she reached him to the point that he killed Snoke, but that only so
that
he
was
could
all.
Take
check,
over.
I'll check that as a win.
Okay, oh, fine. Okay, so now finally we're going to move on to the biggest news of like the fucking month.
What the
month.
Fuck are we talking about? Like
we were talking
Star
about
Wars
Kevin Feige
movies
producing
or something?
Star Wars.
Kevin, oh yeah, that.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. But now we're going to move on to like the biggest piece of news of the fucking month, which is that Spider-Man is back in the MCU. I don't know if you guys want to go and look back at the episode where we talked about this. I fucking said that I didn't think this was the end of the story and that I wasn't a completely sad because I didn't think that it was going to happen. I thought he was going to be back in the MCU. And now, lo and behold, I was fucking right. Like, yeah, because there's too much money on the table here. Like, both companies want to make money. And this way, everyone gets to make money. And you keep the fans happy. So go fucking figure. Okay, sorry. I just have to have my moment of I called this because I totally fucking called this.
I was also right. Sony totally buckled.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, because apparently Sony, like, I mean, it was a compromise of sorts, but Sony wanted...
No, it just... wasn't.
Sony wanted to maintain the status quo of we'll give you 5%, and Disney was like, no. Like, that was a shitty deal to begin with. No, we're not gonna do that. And I guess Disney asked for 50%, which like Sony was like, no way. And I think Disney
That's ridiculous anyway, though. Like, even if 50% was a fair number, you can't just go dry writing the 50% from 5%. You got to put some lube on there and go like 20% or something.
Well,
first.
I think
like,
that
you
that's
can't just
kind of
jump right to 50.
Well, I think that's kind of what Disney was thinking. Like, Disney was just like, well, we're going to ask for something ridiculous, and then we're going to come down to something more reasonable, but it's going to be, like, if they had asked for 25%.
Yeah, that works a little better when there's a chance of actually getting your ridiculous thing. Like, they opened with, like, 35%, Sony still would have said no, but at least it would have been, like, a nice courtesy lick, you know? Then they could have come down and be like, okay, how about 25? That's 10% less. Think of all the millions that is, and they'd be like, huh, what a generous thing that is, Disney. I can't believe we were about to tell you to fuck off. Well, at least you didn't ask for 50%. That would have been insanity.
Yeah, yeah. The 50% was a little bit insulting. Like, it's like, come on, Disney, you're overblowing this a little bit here. Like,
I mean, I said it last time, and I'll say it again. Disney holds all the cards, and Sony is lucky that they got anything.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that this works out for both companies. Like, you know, Disney didn't buy them. You know what I mean? Like
yeah. Congrats, Sony.
But a part of this is that they announced that we are getting Spider-Man 3, first of all, which is coming out in 2021, which is insane because that means that in 2021, we are getting 4 films and 4 television shows that year. We are getting 8 MCU projects. And yes, Steve, I want to review them all. That's what I want.
Well, you can go fucking fine, whatever.
It's in 2 years, so you've got time to prepare
yourself. Who knows what I'll be doing? I might be very busy in 2 years.
Maybe you will be. Maybe we won't even be doing the show anymore at that point, which would be sad.
I imagine that I will have the same precautions of binging a thing in one afternoon that I do now. So I imagine if I have to watch a show, I will still finish it before you.
Probably true, yeah, honestly. Though I have been watching shows quicker than I used to because, never mind. Reasons.
Bruh, I will be watching shit at twice speed. I will still beat you.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm not saying...
I'll be watching that's because, two things. You know how my eyes move on their own. I'll watch two things simultaneously.
You know, Steve, that's because I have a life... And I don't think you.
Yeah, well, have a life. That life doesn't help you fucking watch Netflix shows, does it? Yeah,
no,
I rest my case.
In this one very narrow thing, you are better than me. I'm just happier and better than you in every other capacity.
Whoa. You don't know I'm unhappy.
I just assume you're unhappy because you're always, you know, unhappy all the time. And you're
always... Just because I play being unhappy in this show doesn't mean that I emulate that in real life because then
okay. Oh my God. Anyway, what the fuck?
I'm not unhappy. I'm great. Everything's fine.
That's
you good. Shut your whore mouth.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I brought this up. This seems like a hard
you can
thing
notice
you.
You're not supposed to say anything, Adam. You're not supposed to point out other people's misfortunes. You're just supposed to acknowledge them silently inside and feel bad for them.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Steve. I'm just going to be explicit.
Well,
about
you know, damage done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you, Adam.
Spider-Man back in the MCU. We, as I previously said, we got one solo film, and also we have one other MCU film. So he is officially confirmed for the moment for 2 movies. Though
he's got to be in New Avengers.
Maybe, honestly, they might be going in that direction because he's still very young. I could actually totally see him being, like, the leader of the new Avengers. I actually think that that would be a really cool idea if they wanted to do that.
No.
Because he's
that's
so
not
much...
happen.
Because in the MCU, he's so young, you know? Like, he's not, like, you know, in the comics, he's, like, you know, 30-something at this point. But he's, like, what, 18? Like, 17? Something like that?
Something like that.
It would make sense to have him be in the to be the leader of the Young Avengers. You can maybe throw in Kamala Khan, you know, Miss Marvel in there. Maybe you could do something with I'm trying to think of other young. Kate Bishop, because she's going to be in the Hawkeye show. I'm sure you could do others too. I could think of more, but I'm not going to at the moment. Oh, maybe they could do Nova. They could do young Nova. I'm not sure if they're going to do that.
Like that Disney animated show where it's got him and young Nova in it?
Yeah. Yeah, they could. Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
I've never seen it, but
I've been reading a lot of comics lately because of Marvel Unlimited. So I'm actually like learning about what Nova's like in the comics. And that's really neat. Anyway.
Sweet.
Yeah. But I am incredibly happy that Spider-Man is back. I'm not surprised, but I'm very happy that this worked out. I was gonna be pissed if like they were not able to, you know, make things work. And apparently, we have Tom Holland to thank for this. Apparently, behind the scenes, Tom Holland was like advocating for this. Like he actually talked directly to the CEOs of both Sony and Disney. Like he was talking to Alan Horn directly. He's like he's not like the CEO, but he's like the second in command at Disney, like the whole fucking thing. And he was
is that
also
name I'm expected to remember?
Probably no. I'm not gonna no.
Okay,
it's fine.
Good.
He was talking to the big bad Disney guy, and he was also talking to the big bad Sony guy directly. And he's
Do you mean the guy who sits in the chair at Disney or the guy who actually runs Disney?
No, the guy who sits in the chair. Okay. But these are the people who who approve budgets and shit. You know what I mean? Like, these are the people he was supposed to be talking to.
Right, but they're not, for example, a frozen brain underneath a Disney castle?
No. I just want to get, make sure there's no crossed wires here. Steve, shut the fuck up.
He's not talking to the frozen brain of Walt Disney.
Nope, definitely not. I don't know what you're talking about. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, what were we saying? Spider-Man. So he was fighting for it. He was pointing to the fan outcry and he was like, listen, there's a ton of fans who want this to work. You could both make a lot of money. Like, nobody wants to see this fall apart. And he was able to make it work. He fought for it and he got what he wanted. And I fucking love it. Tom Holland is on our goddamn side. I fucking love you, dude.
Thanks, Tom.
Like, if I met Tom Holland, I think I would nerd the fuck out. He's awesome. I fucking love him. He is the best. Oh my god, I'm such a fucking fanboy for Tom Holland. And yet, you know what? I'm just gonna say it. I'm not homosexual, but that man is sexy as shit. He is so, so hot. Not even gonna lie. Like, have you seen him with his shirt off? Oh, fuck.
Probably.
Like that, like, people shouldn't look like that. Like, he looks like a fucking, like, he looks like Spider-Man. Like, he looks like Spider-Man. He looks like the real fucking deal, Steve. Like, what the
fuck? Doesn't it piss you off when people are nice and attractive at him?
Yes, it does a little bit. Like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Like, holy crap.
You know what? It's like when people are smart and attractive and nice and, like, you want to hate them, but there's actually no reason to hate them other than they're better than you in every conceivable way, and you're just a jealous, petty bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah, like that. Yeah. So I don't really have much more to say about this other than this is great, sounds good, I fucking called it. So do you have anything else to
team.
Say?
Go team. We did it, everybody.
Go team, go.
I like to think we are at least 10% responsible for the revival of the Spider-Man series.
Do you think that we can angle that to get 10% of the profits? Do you think we can?
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, work? Fucking, they wouldn't give them 10%. They didn't give them the 5%. So, I mean, like, I'll take a hat or something.
Shit, dude. If I could get 5%
of
the profits.
Oh, shit. You know what? No, can I hang out with Tom Holland for an afternoon?
Shit, yeah, can I do
can
that
they just
too?
Send him to me in the mail or something?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I bet he could. He could be like a little candygram or some shit, you know, like
yeah, or
know.
Whatever. Why not? Spider-gram.
Yeah,
we can great. Go and get those ice cream things from the ice cream truck that are not at all shaped like Spider-Man, but are kind of that way in the color scheme with the gumball eyes.
I'm reminded of the thing from Into the Spider-Verse where it's like, you know, I'm on a breakfast cereal and a so-so popsicle. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
So we're gonna move on. Our next piece. We're still in Marvel stuff because that's all we fucking talk about on this show, and that's how it should be.
Sometimes we shit on DC.
So apparently the MCU, the Disney Plus shows, Falcon and Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Loki, all that shit. Apparently, each of them will cost as much money as an MCU film, which is a lot of money. I had the number written down earlier in the week, and then I forgot to check it.
Yeah, so. But it's staggered out through episodes, not...
Yeah, it's staggered out through several episodes. However, it is worth noting that it is basically three times the budget of one of the Defenders shows. So... one of these shows is worth three Defenders shows, like three Defenders seasons put together. Mm-hmm. That is how much money they're spending on this, which is a lot of fucking money. And we're getting one next year, and we're getting four the year after that, and we're getting who knows how many more the year after that. They haven't even fucking announced that far yet. And which is just, it's just insane is what it is. They are spending a ton of money on this. Like, as I talked about before...
What do you need all that money for a show?
Yeah, I don't know. Like the CGI, the actors' budgets, maybe. I mean, I'm sure that's a huge factor.
I mean, that's probably a pretty big chunk of that money is paying those guys to deign to show up on a non-movie screen. But it's like, fucking Quentin Tarantino made the first 20 minutes of Pulp Fiction with one goddamn rolling dolly shot. Like, you don't need that much monies.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't
just
understand.
One camcorder and your best pals in the backyard making fucking Naruto movies or something.
It is truly crazy to me how much money they're spending on these shows. I love that they're taking them very seriously, but like, it really, like when I was talking before about how we were getting 8 things in 2021, like that's so much money they're spending. they are basically
as if they're not going to make it back immediately.
Oh, they will. They fucking will. I'm not saying they won't, but it's
Adam,
just
crazy. There's
gonna
be people like you out there that have to buy that dumb subscription service. They're gonna make a quinjillion dollars on. They're gonna pay for those shows in the first year with just subscriptions. And you know,
maybe not.
That might be a little bit of hyperbole, but yeah, there's gonna be an awful lot of money made on those dumb subscriptions.
What I think that Disney is trying to do here is, I think that they're trying to like try to get as many subscribers as possible, as quick as possible. Like, they're not expecting to make money off of Disney Plus.
Oh, that reminds
right
me.
Away.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, yes, please. That would be great. But I don't think they're expecting to make money off of this right away. What they want to do is they want to build that subscriber base. They want to build some brand loyalty and then, like, you know, get the ball rolling.
It's Disney.
They want this to last a long time. They want to make money down the line. They're willing to take a loss for like a year or two on this one specific project because they have enough money to afford a small loss. And then eventually make money. Like, they're thinking long term with this shit. And I think that that's a very, very smart move, especially since their main competitor is Netflix. And Netflix seems to be making a lot of stupid shit lately. I watched Tall Girl. I don't know why I watched Tall Girl, but I did.
I don't know what that is.
It's basically the Netflix equivalent of a Hallmark film. And it's god awful. It's really bad. And I don't know why I watched it, but
Adam, you know that Netflix originals are exclusively animes. That's the only thing on Netflix you're allowed to watch.
I mean, what about like Stranger Things? I watch Stranger Things. That's
all right, touche. And Stranger Things.
They announced the season 4 of Stranger Things, which we didn't talk about because they didn't say anything other than
it's like, happening. Yay.
It's happening. And it's like,
it's
happening. No,
not in Indiana this time. Probably.
Yeah.
Russia,
it's not in Hawkins.
Yay.
Yeah. They said, yeah, we're not in Hawkins anymore. Literally the only information we have is season 4 exists and we're not in Hawkins anymore. Whatever the fuck that means. And it's like, fine. I don't care. I'm like, give me a release date, motherfuckers. Like get the fuck out of here.
The future. I was actually thinking more of like Castlevania when I said that, but you know, same difference, I guess. They're good at those. They're really good at making that kind of stuff.
Oh man, Castlevania is so good. Oh, I should watch
that. Castlevania is so good.
Did they make
a
season
3?
I can't
wait to talk about a different one of my Netflix original series is for my humble opinion today. Just a little bit of a spoiler alert for everybody out there.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Ooh, tantalizing, I know. Mm.
You never told me what it was, I don't think. Or if you did,
I must have forgotten.
I don't remember. I forgot it. You forget shit more often than I do, so, you know.
That doesn't work. No. That's a character trait. It's delightfully quirky when I do it. It's just forgetful when you do it. It's a quirky affectation, that's all.
Okay. All
right. Oh, I like to save my memory space for important things.
I remember what it is now. I remember.
You think you remember what it is?
No, I do. I mean, unless you changed it, but I remember what
I
it is.
I didn't have to change it. You don't remember.
No, I fuck off, Steve. All right, so we're done with what I was talking about. We're moving on again.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Disney Plus shows being expensive.
Oh yeah, that yeah, Disney, yay,
yay, you know,
Disney overlords.
If I put on a clown or a clown, if I put on a mouse hat while I'm recording this, will you give me money, Disney? I would love.
I think
that.
They'll sue you. Actually.
Oh, damn it.
We should actually be careful about how many times we say the word Disney. We might trigger some sort of automated takedown strike.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Fuck. So the next piece of thing is Birds of Prey. I don't want to call it by its full name because it's obnoxious. Fuck it. A Birds of Prey in the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. We saw the trailer for that. You know what? I'm gonna let you start here. What do you think of the trailer?
Okay, it looks like fucking hot stomach cancer. I'm not interested at all.
I think Harley, it looks pretty fun.
Every single word that oozes out of Harley Quinn's mouth just grates. And I don't know who any of those other characters were supposed to be, except I think one of them is Huntress.
Yes. One of them is Huntress. One of them is Black Canary.
Was there a Black Canary in there? Okay, well, she didn't make much of an impression if she was there. Well,
she was the one who was singing, and then they focused on a martini glass, and the
that was her.
Alcohol was shaking.
Dude, I just saw a hand. I don't remember.
Oh well, that's you. Just you
I
just
was watching with a permanent scowl, so maybe I was missing some things.
See,
but, like,
you went into this
so
wanting to hate.
Stupid.
It.
I didn't go into it wanting to hate it. I just go in expecting to hate it.
Okay,
and I was so right.
I thought that the
fucking
trailer was
stupid.
Fun. I thought it was fun.
No, it's stupid. It's so dumb.
I'm actually.
It's a shame because comic book Harley Quinn is actually kind of cool, but you can't do her properly on the screen, I guess.
I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm not sitting here being oh my god, I can't wait for it. But I'm here for it. I'm shit, that looks fun. I'm ready. Why not? That's how I feel about the whole thing. This entire movie, my reaction to it, I can sum up with, why not? All right, let's go. Whatever. I'm willing to entertain it, to entertain the notion of this movie. I'm good.
I mean, it's happening whether you like it or not. So
I know.
I guess.
I know. It's Look, gonna man, happen.
Just don't
it's
make,
coming
just
out.
Just don't make me go see this one.
I won't make you go see this one. If you really don't want to, I'll make you go see this one.
I don't want to see 40% of them make me to go see, but I have to go see them anyway.
Well, okay. On the condition that you watch all the Marvel shit that comes out in 2021 without...
Fuck it,
without...
let's go see fucking Harley Quinn. I am not committing to 4 seasons of a show in 1 year so that you can make me watch a 2-hour movie. I'll just go see the 2-hour movie, Adam. I can play on my phone or take a nap.
Yeah, but it's that movie, Steve. It's Harley Quinn.
Well, okay, it's that or the new Joker thing. So
I'm the motherfucker.
You know, pick your poison.
I'm the fucking Harley Quinn or whatever the fuck the line was. I don't know. I don't know why you hate I don't know why you hate this so much.
I don't hate everything. I just hate things that look and act stupid.
What does that even mean? What's
it means that this movie does not tickle my funny bones, and nothing about it was funny, wasn't interesting looking. The concept is dumb. I have no interest in the characters or the plot, and frankly, everything that she said was annoying, and it's just frustrating that you want to defend it.
Things
can be bad, Adam. I don't know why you can't accept that.
I don't know, man.
I will be the first to admit that I go into things with a negative attitude.
See,
but
that just seems so miserable.
This looks so stupid.
See, I walk into everything at least trying to give it the benefit of the doubt.
You're disappointed
by
things.
No, I'm not. More often than not, I'm like, oh, that was kind of fun. Shit, dude.
See the Addams Family. Can we talk about the Addams Family instead?
Fine, I guess. I haven't seen it, but it's not.
I don't even think it's out yet.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I was just using that as an example because it was a movie.
To go see the Addams Family, I will go see the Addams Family.
I don't want you to go see the I don't care what you do with your free time, Adam.
I'm just saying, no. I'm telling you right now. If there is any movie, if you want to torture me and you want to make me watch any film so that we can review it, you bring it on. I don't fucking
care.
But
then I have to watch it too, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. You can
so that's
you could
that doesn't work.
You could make me watch the Magic the Gathering the movie or some shit.
Well, first of all, that's a Netflix show and it's happening and I am going to watch it whether you do or not. I don't care if you do.
What I'm saying is if you're Adam, you're watching this so we can talk about it. I will do so. I will do so and I will say, "All right, I want to," because it would actually be kind of fun because we could approach it from someone who knows that shit and someone who doesn't know anything. And we could have a whole review about it and about I'd be I don't know what this anything that was happening, but I thought that it was pretty and I thought I liked this one actor.
I thought it was pretty. I like how they played the cards like in the Yu-Gi-Oh cartoon there.
Yeah. Shit, you could make me watch a Yu-Gi-Oh movie, and I'd be like, all right, fuck it. I'm not going to know anything.
Okay, watch a
that's
Yu-Gi-Oh
happening.
Movie, then.
Which one? How many are there? I don't know
anything. Pyramid of Light.
Pyramid of Light. You want me to go watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Pyramid of Light. Fuck it. Yeah. Yep. All right. We'll, fine. I'm going to do that.
And then after that, you can watch the 10-year anniversary special.
Okay. Hold your horses. All right. I'm going to start with one. And we're going to see where we go.
Tell you what, you can watch either one of those. I'll be impressed if you do.
What was the second one? I couldn't quite hear
you. The second one was, I don't even know what it's called. Duelists in Time or something. It's got time travel in it.
Okay. All right.
Back to the Duelist 3. I don't know.
That sounds awesome.
Whatever. It's got Yugi and Jaden and Yusei in it, and it's a 5D show, and then Yusei goes back in time to get Jaden, then they go back in time to get Yugi, and then you get to watch the three protagonists from three different seasons of Yu-Gi-Oh! Play a duel together against one guy.
Would it mean anything to me if I haven't seen any of the seasons of Yu-Gi-Oh! Other than, like, the first 2.5?
Would it mean anything to you if you had?
That's an excellent question. I mean, at least I'd have some context, you know, like I'd be like,
you would
oh,
just
it's
need
that
to know
guy.
Who the characters are, and it's not actually that relevant to the story. Just know that everybody with the tough guy voice is a good guy, and the guy who's not that is the bad guy.
Okay.
Watch the dub if you want, if you don't want to read it.
I don't care either way, really. I'm fine with either.
It actually doesn't matter because Yu-Gi-Oh! Is inherently stupid, so it doesn't matter which version you watch. It's equally dumb.
All right. That makes sense. Like, that doesn't surprise me. I knew that already, so. Okay, we're going to move on because
unless you want to
no
hear them
in...
say Stardust Dragon or Stardust Dragon.
I mean, whatever. It's fine. That means nothing to me. I don't like it's just words, Steve. It's just words.
Okay, well then I sincerely wish that you watch those things because that'd just make my fucking day if you came back and made your humble opinion a goddamn Yu-Gi-Oh movie all those years ago. You know how many times I saw Pyramid of Light in theaters, Adam?
How many?
At least enough times to get every single copy of the card they gave away.
Oh my
there was
God.
Like 4 or 5 of them, so I saw it at least that many times.
Oh God! Did you stay each time? Like you stayed and watched
the
whole movie?
Of course.
Oh Jesus!
What am I
gonna
walk? I've never walked out of a movie in my life, Adam.
Oh, I have done it a couple times. It's not fun. I don't like.
That means you're a quitter.
Because
you're
okay.
A quitter.
I did it because of the person I was with who insisted that we leave like right fucking now. So it was.
Well, that's a waste of your money then.
It was. You're not wrong. But anyway, we're moving
I would demand
on.
A refund.
We're moving on, Steve, because there's really nothing to be
said
about Birds
of
Prey.
A little pro
tip,
though. If you ever want to get your money back for a movie you're walking out, just walk up to the top of the theater and stare directly into the projector. Then you can sue them for blinding you.
Oh, can I?
I don't know, probably.
This explains so much about you, Steve. Oh man,
I haven't done that recently. Shut up.
No, not recently. Okay, good. We're moving on now. So the Arkham Origins developer WB Games Montreal tweeted a mysterious image on Batman Day. It was like this weird logo thing that I couldn't really decipher. With the
did it look like an owl?
Line...
Maybe
no, it was not an owl. I mean, maybe it was owl-ish, but not really. I didn't get that vibe from it.
I didn't see it, so I can't decode it for you.
With the tagline, Capture the Night. Scott Snyder, who is a well-known comic book writer, tweeted, a reply tweet to their tweet that said, hashtag, beware the Court of Owls. Which is making a lot of people believe that they are going, that WB Games Montreal is making another Arkham game. Because they've only made one, which was just Arkham Origins. I like Arkham Origins. I feel like a lot of people don't for some weird reason.
It's like the worst one though.
I mean, that's true, but there
like, are... Like, yeah, it's still an Arkham game, so it's still pretty good, but it's definitely the, you know, the runt of that litter.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but that's I think that says more about how good the other games are than how bad this game is. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, I think that the other three games are so fucking good that, like, it just makes, you know, that Arkham Origins looks bad in comparison, but if you just view it independently, it's a really good game. The boss fights are awesome. I love, like, the story is great. The voice acting is great. Like the combat is great. I love the electroshock gloves. Like there's a lot of really,
I forgot
really
about
good
those.
Shit in there. What'd you say?
I said I forgot about the electroshock gloves.
Yeah,
I
they had like a.
I don't remember most of the gadgets because I don't use them.
Oh,
I punch
really?
Things like a man. I don't use toys. I hit things with my fist.
Okay, well, I enjoyed like the gloves.
Like gentlemen.
I also really enjoyed the, what was it? There was some other, like, weird gadget that they gave us. I can't remember what it was. It doesn't matter.
Was it the Mr. Freeze gun or the glue pods?
The glue pods. Yeah, I like the glue pods. But, yeah, no. I really enjoy Arkham Origins. I thought it was a very, very solid game. And yes, it is not as good as the other games, and that's annoying. But it's still a really good game.
Which one had the car in it?
I wish the game wouldn't fucking crash. It crashes a lot, and I wish it wouldn't do that. It's so annoying. Like, and I don't think it's my PS3's fault because, well, I mean, I've had it for a few years, but still. Like, it handles other games just fine, but for whatever reason, Arkham Origins.
Well, I distinctly remember you lending me your copy of that game when we were roommates together, and I couldn't even launch it on my PS3.
Yeah,
so.
It was, like, really, like, there was, like, issues with that shit. I don't know. Maybe I just have a bad copy. That's possible.
Maybe
I don't
just
know.
Stuck your disc in so much peanut butter that it doesn't work anymore. And I said disc. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, disc. Yeah, I got you. I mean, yeah, maybe. But I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that it always was. That was my main criticism of the game, was that it kept crashing for no fucking reason. Drive me crazy. Like, I was playing it not like, I don't know, a few months ago, because I wanted to like go through all the games again. But it kept fucking crashing, and I just gave up on it. Like, I was like, I'm fucking done with this.
Smart.
Anyway, do you have any issue with more Arkham games, Steve?
I will never have an issue with more Arkham games as long as they maintain a baseline level of quality.
Like, would you be okay with a game that is as good as Arkham Origins?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's shit coming from you. That is high fucking praise. You just being okay with something is amazing.
Yeah, so take that for what you will, Arkham Origins. Congratulations. You reached the dizzying heights of basically okay.
Steve doesn't hate you, and that's the greatest gift that there is.
I mean, that is the highest thing I can give you.
Yeah.
I can't give you my love, but I cannot give you my contempt.
Oh, man. But hey, man, I'm here for it. I just want them to fucking announce this shit. I'm so tired.
Also,
of
the Court
teasing.
Of Owls is super rad, so I'm actually 100%
yes,
on board
I've
with
read
that
the Court
the
of Owls. That's the other thing I'm excited about with this, is that I'm familiar with that story. I read it. Like, I kind of want to read it again before the game comes out, if assuming it actually is happening.
Yeah, for everybody who doesn't know, the Court of Owls is basically just Gotham's Illuminati.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like a, you know, conspiracy.
But also they have zombies.
Ninja
zombies.
They haven't. I don't remember that. Am I crazy? Is there more to the Court of Owls than like?
That's who they deploy as like their like murderers. They have like a bunch of dead people that they animate, and then the leader is Talon, but he's like not a zombie. He's just a guy.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
Who's probably going to be the main bad guy of that game?
Oh yeah, probably.
Or at least the main adversary.
So, and isn't that like Batman's like secret brother or something?
I don't think that's the case. I don't remember that.
Is that? I can't remember now.
Well, that would require Thomas Wayne to have cheated, and that doesn't happen because Thomas Wayne was perfect.
No. That's not. At least not the story I read was not that Thomas Wayne cheated. It's his full fledged like 100%, not half brother. Like his parents
right.
had
yeah,
another
I don't remember
kid.
That, but that, I mean, that could be. That sounds like a thing they would have done. I'm surprised they haven't busted out the secret brother thing yet.
Yeah, honestly, you know.
Other people
like,
had secret
so
brothers.
I think it was that, like, their parents had a kid, and then the kid supposedly died, and so the parents never talked about him, something like that. That sounds familiar.
Sure,
to me.
Why not?
But, like, he definitely existed.
I find it a little difficult to believe that, billionaire entrepreneur and philanthropist Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne had a kid and nobody talks about it to Bruce Wayne.
That's, I mean, shut up.
I find that pretty
you
unlikely.
You have to just kind of accept some things, Steve. You just have to.
I mean, obviously that didn't exist when they wrote that story in the 1950s or whenever Batman, 60, whatever, when Batman was from. But like, you know, it's a little unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But there's this thing called the suspension of disbelief. and you
it just wait a minute. Just have to hang accept on. Roll back. Is this Court of Owls game going to happen after or before the third game?
That is an excellent question. I don't know.
Because if it's after the third game, Batman was supposed to have exploded unless you got the good ending.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, everyone knows he's Bruce Wayne now. So it probably can't take place after that. It's probably going to be another... It's probably going to take place after Origins. It's going to be, their little Gotham continuity.
Yeah, because, there's a lot of time between Origins and Asylum, so... That would make sense to me. Like, just kind of, you know, fill in some more. Like, make it a
just make sure you actually get Batman's voice this time.
Yeah, I would like you to get Kevin. I thought that Roger Craig Smith did a pretty good job as Batman in Origins, but he's not.
He's not Batman.
He's not. What the fuck is his name? I can't think of it.
Kevin Sorbo.
No, it's not. What the fuck? It's gonna hit me like a
Adam
like
West.
No, it's not. Fuck that. No, it's not Adam West. It's Kevin.
Okay, but Kevin, if they had something? An Arkham game that Adam West did all the voice lines for, would you not play the shit out of it?
I mean, I would. That's
if it was okay. An option to turn that on and just have him read all of Batman's gritty ass lines and his goofy fucking like.
That's true. I would
eyebrows that. That would Batman really suit. Batman.
That would be pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. What the fuck was the guy's name? Kevin something.
Let's call him Kev.
Kev.
His name is Bruce Wayne.
Okay, well, whatever. The point is, what I'm trying to say is that, yes, if they make another Batman game, I want them to bring back the Batman actor from Batman the Animated Series. He is far and away the best Batman that there is. And I just always want more. And if
that guy
is
from Injustice does okay,
if it is set between Origins and Asylum, you could bring back Joker as well if you felt like it.
You know they're gonna.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that maybe this time if
they
gonna
didn't
do
even
Joker,
get rid of him after he was dead,
they could just. I hope that if they do Joker again this time. I want them to have him just be a small role. I don't want him to to take the fucking spotlight again. I want him maybe just have him be in prison and have Batman have to go and visit him in prison and to interrogate him about something and then leave. Something like that.
But when's it the Riddler's time to shine?
I want a little bit more than a cameo, but less than a supporting character. I want a substantial cameo. I want something like what they did with Wilson Fisk in season 2 of Daredevil, where he gets a whole episode to himself. It was an episode and a half, and then he's gone again. That's what I want him to be in one sequence and then be gone. And that's it. Maybe 10% of the game, if that. That's what I would like. Yeah. So we're going to move on again. Our last piece of news for the day is that Overwatch director Jeff Kaplan says that Nintendo is welcome to use any Overwatch character that they would like. He doesn't care what what they want. It's just it's whatever, anything that they want to do, which I think is great.
Tracer.
Well, that's
it's Tracer.
You know, it's funny you say that because he actually went on to say that he's they can use any character they want. If it was up to me, I would want them to use Tracer, but that's just because
she's the face of the franchise.
Yeah, she's the face. She's the mascot. She's on the box. She was the first character they made. She was
I would have liked it to be Reinhardt, but that's just me.
Reinhardt could be fun, but I think he's too big.
There's nothing wrong with Reinhardt's size. He's just a big guy that swings the hammer. You can give him the shield. You can give him the charge. You can give him the fire flick thing. It'd be fine.
Reinhardt could work. I also think that Reaper
could work.
You
just make him a copy of DDD and give him a slight differences here and there.
Actually, yeah, I guess it would be pretty similar to DDD in some ways.
I mean, he wouldn't fly probably, but
No.
I wouldn't mind if his charge thingy actually, grabbed somebody when you charge with them, instead of, going through them it probably would. You don't gotta, drag them off the cliff the entire way, but if you could push them, a little bit,
Ridley has that ability. He can charge and
Ridley stops at, the cliff edge.
Oh, yeah. I see
I'm saying, like, if you can actually set it up where you can knock somebody off with Reinhardt's thing, that'd be cool. But I don't want it to, like, hit you and keep running like it does in Overwatch. Like, about the distance of Ridley's thing. Maybe. Maybe even less.
I think if they basically just took Ridley's thing and just did that again, like, he would grab you and, like, push you all the way to the edge and then let you go and he wouldn't go off the edge. I think that's the best they could possibly do with it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I just think he's the one that fits the best. That was without giving it any kind of thought. I mean, like, you can't put, like, a gun guy in there, really, because they won't have enough, like, melee options to really be that good.
Yeah, I was originally going to say that
you could put Genji in there, I guess. Folks like Genji.
Genji could work, but I feel like they have a lot of, like, ninja-type sword characters, and I don't really need
more. That doesn't stop them before. Why would it stop them now?
I mean, it's true.
I think Tracer's the best mix of that, the most likely one.
Tracer would be the best option overall. Another one I think that could work would be D.Va. D.Va would be really interesting if they did it well. Like, they could do it like they did Samus back in the day, where Samus would switch between Zero Suit and fully armored or whatever.
Well, that'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, they could do that. That could be fun.
I think they're trying to get away from that, so they probably actually wouldn't do her just so they didn't have to do that, unless she couldn't switch. Like, if she couldn't switch, like, her special would obviously be detonating the robot, but she would probably just end the animation with spawning a new one right away.
Yeah.
So it probably wouldn't.
If they did
really
that,
be...
then that would be fine.
And Reinhardt could do the Earthshaker thing, too.
I'm trying to think of any other good characters one that would work really well.
I mean,
for
like,
this. Hanzo, not really.
Not really. Maybe. I think Hanzo or Genji have a decent.
I think
Symmetra
could be a really interesting character, like moveset wise. But I don't think that she's.
I mean, she can make like the turrets and portals and shit. But like her gun of just like attaching to somebody and doing damage isn't really like in the Brawl spirit.
No. You have to rework her quite a bit. Lucio could be fun. He could be bouncing around the stage and shit. You know.
Oh yeah, I guess Lucio could be a good one.
He could have like a passive healing ability of some kind, or maybe he could
I think they'd give him the speed one. They'd give him the speed thing rather than like he would have like a thing that what's the fuck's name Cloud has, where you like charge it up and then he can, you know, move faster for a while maybe his stuff is longer range or something. I mean, that's probably a guy you could probably use. I think Lucio would be a good one.
Yeah, but I agree with you that no matter what, I think Tracer is the best choice.
Tracer's probably the most likely choice. I still think Reinhardt's better, but they're not
really.
Gonna pick
I don't agree. I think that Tracer with her whole like rewind time thing and like blipping around, like I think that there's a lot you could do with that in Smash Brothers. I think that could be really really cool and fun. I don't think that it would happen right away if they were to do that, because, I mean, Overwatch just came to the Switch, and as much as I would love to believe that they're working on it, like, right now, I think that best-case scenario, it would come out, like, next year, like, maybe halfway through the year, if they were to do
probably.
Something.
Even if the second they saw that tweet, they were like, oh, we got free reign, let's do it, let's start right away. It's not going to be ready in time for the next thing, so, I mean... It's going to be in development for a while, especially since they have to pick out which character or characters they want to use.
Mm-hmm. I also think that they should just do one character, if you ask me.
I also agree, but, you know.
Like, I would not want multiple characters, because Overwatch is cool, like it is, but I don't think that it deserves that much of a spot in Smash Brothers. Not yet. I mean, there's only one Overwatch game, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's cool and it's popular, but, like, one game would be fine. Or, I mean, one character.
But when are we going to get Minecraft Steve and fucking
I've
whatever
heard
the
that that's rumored
whatever
to
the
be
characters
one of the ones.
From Fortnite are called.
Oh, God, that'd be horrible. I would hate that. But I've heard rumors that Minecraft Steve might be joining. I mean, shit, we got Banjo-Kazooie, which is fucking insane, and I love that. So I don't know. Like, you know, there's a lot of options out there, you know? Like I just can't wait to learn more Smash Bros. Characters. I was actually playing Smash Bros. Earlier today.
I
played through classic mode with Banjo-Kazooie. It was very fun. It's good, nice. Good times. So we are officially at the end of our news, which means that it's time for my humble opinion. Unfortunately, I don't have one this week. I mean, there's a lot of things, Adam, I could talk about, but nothing that I feel is worth talking about, because nothing's right. I've been doing a lot of rewatching of things, and I don't really want to talk about something I'm rewatching. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to skip this week. So it's all you, man.
Well, I think I'm gonna, before I do my humble opinion, dive right into our magic.
Okay, we're gonna do that
timeline
first?
Thing.
All right.
Yep. So I believe the last thing I told you was in the negative 17,000, the primeval dragons are defeated by the Numera.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Okay, well then, negative 16,000 AR. On Dominaria, the Numera rule for 1,000 years before their fall.
Wait a second, that sounds familiar too.
Does it?
Right.
Are you sure?
No. Say it again for
me.
I
did use a lot of the same words.
Yeah, it just sounds very familiar. So,
negative 16,000 AR. Uh-huh. On Dominaria, the Numera rule for 1,000 years before their fall.
That's a long-ass time.
It is a long-ass time.
That's shit, dude. Holy crap. I don't know what the Numeria are. It sound like elves.
They were in the previous thing as well.
Oh, yeah. What was the previous thing? I can't remember.
On Dominaria, the primeval dragons are defeated by the Numera, who take their powers.
Oh, okay. So they have the powers.
Yes, I remember you being confused by that one because you were like, there's elder dragons and primeval dragons.
Yes, which is weird. So
they're not related.
What? Why? Okay, whatever.
It doesn't matter why.
So they have the powers of primeval dragons, and they ruled for 1,000 years, but obviously the rule ended, so primeval dragons
before their
can't
fall.
Be
the operative word being fall.
Their fall. I mean, is this like, sounds almost like a biblical fall, or is it like just like a fall from grace in the sense that like we're not in power anymore?
Well, both of those things would, are you asking me to use one of your questions?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
This is not a
big
one.
You have to figure that out on your own.
Yeah, I'm just kind of spitballing here. No, this one doesn't intrigue me as much as some of the other ones did, so I'm definitely not.
Well, don't you worry, because next week we're getting to the meat and potatoes of this pitch.
Okay,
we're getting to the real shit.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's funny because you've heard this stuff so far, and most of this is such a footnote in the history of Magic. None of this stuff is even remotely important.
Oh, good. Great. I don't really have much to say other than I guess it sucks to be a Numera. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Numera? Okay. Sucks to be a Numera, I guess, because you're fallen now.
They ruled for 1,000 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know. It's
a you know, the Third run. Reich was only supposed to last 1,000 years, so that's still pretty good.
I mean, shit, the Galactic Empire in Star Wars only lasted for, like, what, 30 years?
That makes you better than the Empire, guys. But to be fair, the Empire didn't have any dragons.
No, not exactly. Just had a bunch of,
space wizards. Yes, I know.
Space wizards with, laser swords.
But did they have the powers of the primeval dragons?
Well, no.
Okay, I rest my case. Now, if you're wondering what those powers are, I have no fucking idea.
Oh, you don't know? Okay.
No, it's pretty vague what that means.
So this is real, real back in like ancient history.
Oh yeah, this is well before the. Okay, so the sets of magic are based on the timeline. We haven't even reached the first set of magic yet. None of these things actually happened in the card game.
Oh, okay, great. All right.
This is all just shit that happened in the past.
Well, okay, so I'm good. So. The Numera rule for 1,000 years. So you can go ahead and do your humble opinion now.
All right. Cool. So actually, I have to look up what it's called now because I've already forgotten
Disenchanted.
The exact name. Disenchanted. That's the one. Disenchanted Season 2. Yes. I believe I talked about Season 1.
You did. You definitely did.
And if you recall, I liked it okay, but I wasn't like super into it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my feelings have totally changed.
Really?
Yeah, Season 2 is unequivocally horseshit bad show.
Wait, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that for me?
Yeah, season two, bad show, sucks dick. Terrible, really? Terrible stuff. Oh, yeah, bad stuff, bad stuff.
Oh, man, shit.
Yeah, I watched the first season and was not impressed, but I wanted to give it a second chance because it's the Futurama guys, and I love me some Futurama. Yeah. It's one of the best cartoons ever, and I guess The Simpsons, absolutely. But I'm not that big of a Simpsons fan.
Whatever. But,
so I wanted to give it a second chance, and when the second season came out, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to power through this one sitting and just get the full experience. And I pushed that play button with a smile on my face. And after the first episode, I was like, oh, we're in for it now.
Oh, no. Is it that? So, it's seriously that bad?
It's just bad. It's not good.
Oh, man. Shit. Like, I was thinking about watching.
It's not that it's like the worst thing I've ever seen, but it's just like disappointing on pretty much every level. And from the from the pedigree that it had, it's extra sad.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I won't
encourage you to watch it.
I heard that the second season was better than the first season, so I'm...
No.
No? Okay.
I would strongly disagree with that. I mean, the first season wasn't that good, but it was, like, tighter at least. Like, it knew what it was doing, kind of. All right, so you know how, spoiler alert, Elfo dies at the end of the first season?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like... They fix him and bring him back to life within the first 10 minutes of the first episode.
Of course they do.
Well, I thought that was going to be... If this was Futurama, he would have stayed dead for a while. They would have had
Bullshit.
No, he would have.
Status quo never changed on Futurama.
Yes, it did.
How many
all
times
the time.
Did Fry and Leia get... Leela. Together and then break up. And then get together.
A couple times, but they were definitely together towards the end of the show.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
There was some gaps in between. There was story and arc and characters happening in between all those things.
Futurama was episodic as shit, dude. Like, what the fuck are
you talking
about? Yeah,
the things in the front lines were episodic. It was definitely a weekly thing, but the stuff in the background stayed consistent between episodes. Just like a sitcom would. The stuff in the back still changed. Anyway, that's not important. I'm talking about Futurama. That's a good show. I'm talking about Disenchantment Season 2. Anyway... So, they fix him in the first episode. It's not that great. And the pissiness that happens because of it, like, Elfo's all mad at her for choosing the mom over her, or for over choosing Elfo. And he's mad that, you know, he died and she was just okay with that, I guess. And then she has to go down into literal hell to go get him. And it's not as interesting as it sounds. And then they just kind of get over it.
Oh.
Like... He's not upset or anything for basically at all after that. Like, I mean, they bring it up a little bit, like, sarcastically, but there's never a real divide after that point. It's never, like, actually emotions brought up again. It's just like, oh, okay, status quo returned. And, like, you know those two people that were, like, looking into the fire or whatever in the first season who were, like, obviously part of some evil plan or whatever?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, turns out that the mom that saved, Bean from being fucked when she stonified the kingdom. Remember that at the end of the season?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the mom is working with those two. They're like her brother and sister or something. I think that's what it was. I don't remember anymore.
Oh, weird.
So we meet them pretty much immediately. They're trying to sacrifice Bean for something. It wasn't clear. Something about sacrificing her to a demon. They fail because she escapes. Then they go back to the kingdom and they de-stone everybody. It's pretty anticlimactic how they get that one done. There was basically no problems making that happen. They had to go to the elf village and get some elf tears, and now all the elves live in the slums of the city. But basically everything is restored to normal. I mean, the queen eventually comes back and...
All right.
And that's it.
It sounds boring. Like,
it's stupid.
It just like
meanders around.
Nothing happens. Like, it's just like something
it's
will
extra
happen
stupid
and then it will immediately be undone.
Well,
it's
extra frustrating because at the end of this season, it's a cliffhanger and the mom comes back, like I said, but like Bean and friends fall down a hole to the super secret golem layer where all the golems are. And the queen is there like, hey, it's me. And then fade to black or whatever, and it's like, okay, what the fuck? Like, nothing was accomplished in this season other than undoing the things from the first season.
That sounds awful, Steve.
It's not good. It's really disappointing because I was hoping it would have gotten better after this. I think said it was going to get better. I think I said that in my review of it. I was like, I think they're going to shake it off and learn from the failures of the first season to make a good second. I was wrong. All they did was shake off all the failures so they could roll around in a big pile of them. pigs in a shit pile. Like.
Because, yeah, I remember you saying that, like, yeah, a lot of, you know, because, like, maybe not Simpsons, but Futurama, and what's the other one that he, what's the other show that he did?
Simpsons. No, and there's King of the Hill.
Oh, I thought there was another one.
Or not King of the Hill. Whatever.
Well, with Futurama, like, the first, like, season or so.
Bob's Burgers.
Really? Is that him?
I don't remember anymore who did that one.
The first season or so of Futurama is kind of weak, but like obviously they eventually overcame it and it became a fucking awesome show. So yeah, I was really hopeful that they were going to like, you know, be able to learn and, you know, and grow. Like I was excited to see where the show could go. And now knowing that the second season sucks so much makes really like
It's not good. Also, I hope you like Bender doing Bender references, because you're going to get a couple of those.
Oh, good.
To my immediate memory, there was a Bite My Shiny Metal Axe and a Let's Go Already. And that's only the ones I remember. There might be more.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds awful, Steve. So I think that means that you're about done. So those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye.